sponsored by the Laborers Union of Missouri.
Hello and welcome to Business Beat. I'm Nick Adams. Coming up later in the show, we'll look at how diversity in Missouri can lead to better business. But first, a key piece of infrastructure in the Midwest is struggling. Challenges in finding laborers and making a profit have led to the closing of small poultry processing plants. Without those facilities, small farmers say they won't be able to provide meat to local grocery stores and farmers markets. Harvest Public Media's Kathleen Masterson reports what the closing means for the local foods movement.
This year, local poultry producers got an unexpected and unwelcome surprise. One of Iowa's three state-inspected poultry plants shut down. It closed around the time to butcher Thanksgiving turkeys, says poultry producer LaVon Griffune of Central Iowa.
So we had to kind of scramble to find something because you have to have the official status or you can't sell to restaurants or at the farmer's market.
By official status, Griffune means the birds are slaughtered and processed in a state-inspected plant with an inspector present. This official seal means the meat can be sold anywhere within the state's borders. There are also two federally inspected poultry processing plants in Iowa. Meat processed there can be sold anywhere in the U.S. But these plants usually only handle large volumes. They easily process 50,000 birds a day, which is what a smaller plant might do in a year. The closing of Hansen's plant in Kimbolton, Iowa, means there are just two state-inspected plants left, down from four in the 1990s. And that leaves small poultry producers who have been going there for decades in a real pickle and concerned about the future of the remaining plants.
It's going to put me out of business if they close them up.
Poultry producer Ron Bartelt says now that he has to drive more miles to bring his birds to a plant several hours away, he may have to raise the price of his birds.
There's my hens. That's one set. There's my token rooster.
Bartelt gives me a tour of his farmyard. In addition to being a full-time high school teacher, he raises chickens, ducks, and turkeys in central Iowa. He started with about 200 birds, and now he raises several thousand.
It's a small niche. I would say for those of us who are producers of it, it's one of several facets that makes up our farming operation. I obviously did not make a livelihood off of doing this. I made some money at it. It's the consumer, the customer, that's going to really miss out. Because it won't be available for them.
So if there's demand for these local chickens and ducks, why can't these poultry plants stay open?
It's very tricky because really, in some ways, it's no pun intended, a bit of a chicken and an egg thing. Because in order for a processor to be successful, that business needs to have a lot more volume than currently exists in the state. But in order for volume to exist in the state, there has to be a processor.
That's Arian Tibumari, a meat processing specialist in Minnesota. He says the biggest challenge to keeping small poultry plants in business is seasonality. Most small poultry producers in the Midwest only raise birds in the summer and process them in the fall. That means the shop sits empty for much of the year, which makes it hard to find labor, especially when other part-time jobs pay more. And processors are facing more stringent regulations. Now processing plants can only have 5 salmonella infractions a year when previously 12 were allowed. Gary Johnson, chief of the Iowa Meat and Poultry Inspection Bureau, says the nature of processing poultry, where you have to remove the feathers and leave on the skin, can be particularly tricky.
And the knowledge that that salmonella and campylobacter are known hazards in poultry creates a challenge.
Johnson says working to eliminate possible points of contamination in poultry processing takes more hurdles than in red meat. And he expects that as we learn more about microbiology, we'll continue to develop new regulations and tests. Still, Freeman Schwartz is trying to make it in this business. He owns one of the two remaining state-inspected processing plants in Iowa.
This is the second year in operation. We've been empty here for now about a week and a half, but basically, killing cone, scalding plucker.
Schwartz walks me around the small four-room slaughterhouse and processing plant he recently constructed. Called Valley View Processing, the facility sits on his property a few hundred yards from his home. He opened up the state-inspected plant 2 years ago in the largely Amish town of Bloomfield, Iowa. Schwartz gets around the labor issue that many other small plants face by hiring local women looking for part-time work.
They need a little extra income, so a summer job is perfect. Some of them may be school teachers. They'll teach school in the winter.
Schwartz expects it may take a while to pay off the building's expenses. With construction and equipment, the setup cost about $150,000. But the business is growing. In its second year, the number of birds he processed doubled. They did about 20,000 this season. And with the closing of Hansen's plant, Schwartz has gained new clients.
It is covering current expenses, and that's worth a lot. You know, for every day that we process in here, those expenses are being paid.
Smaller processing plants like the Schwartz facility aren't likely to become booming moneymakers, but they provide a vital link in the local foods chain for both poultry growers and consumers who want that option in their local grocery store. I'm Kathleen Masterson, Harvest Public Media.
Boone County has long tipped the scale of diversity in Missouri. The growing Chinese population helped to bring in over $40 million to Columbia's economy. KBIA's Sarah Radel reports on the groups and businesses that make it easier for this growing population.
Chow Chu sings along at an Asian Christian fellowship meeting on a Wednesday night. The Beijing native moved to Columbia in August to attend MU for her bachelor's degree. According to the U.S. Census Bureau, the proportion of Columbia's Asian population is double Missouri's average. A large part of the population are students like Chow Chu. David Curry is the assistant director of MU's International Center. He says Columbia is a welcoming community for international people.
Columbia is a very cosmopolitan community, particularly from an international perspective. It's small, but it's rich in international variety and diversity.
Curry says a number of businesses have stepped up to help this growing population. A recent report estimated foreign students brought $48 million into Columbia's economy last year. Boone County National Bank relationship manager Bill Costello says they have partnered with Asian organizations and MU to provide banking tips and translators to new arrivals.
We want to support them while they're here, whether they're here for just a short time or whether they're going to make the United States and Columbia, Missouri their permanent home.
Helene Felig Tatum is an immigration lawyer in Columbia. She says the local Asian population is highly educated and most are associated with Columbia's universities.
So a lot of times what will happen is we'll have people that come here and study and get a master's or a doctorate, and they'll come on a student visa. And a lot of their goal is to become a permanent resident or stay here and work here.
As for Chow Chu, she's got 4 years to decide, but she's got a plan in mind.
I can just find an occupation here. I might just work here.
And if Chow Chu stays, she won't be alone in Columbia. Sarah Radel, KBIA News.
Thanks for listening to Business Beat. I'm Nick Adams.